Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, it would have been a great win. Down 5-0, down 7-3, tie it up at 7. Do those take longer to get over, Terry?
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, the one thing I think, you know, like the media has to remember is it's so fresh. You know, when you go in and you have to talk to the media 10 minutes later, you haven't had the time to kind of know that you're going to lose or, you know. So that's always a little bit of a struggle. I was still really proud of the effort. I mean, for us to get back in that game, that's a hard game to win. Just then when you get it tied, you're like, oh, man, we're going to win this game. And you know, so it hurts. But I like the idea of the stick-to-itiveness, however you want to say it, just continuing to play and not just going through, you know, riding out the innings. You know, we'll win a game like that, you know, and they're hard to win, but if they keep doing stuff like that, we'll win one of those games.
Everything okay with Cody Anderson?
Yeah, he's up in the zone and he's pitching behind in the count. He's not walking people, but, you know, then he's coming into the strike zone and it's elevated and he threw a couple, he goes, his changeup's so good, but he was even elevating that. And, you know, I think he's frustrated because he had gotten so good at driving the ball down in the zone with, you know, 95, 96, and now he's up a little bit, and I think he's, you know, you can tell it's eating at him. The one good thing with Cody, among a lot of good things, is that he will work his rear end off. And, I mean, this kid competes like nobody's business, and along with Mickey and JB, they'll figure it out.
Well, of course, if you're going to win a division title, you have to do well within the division. That is the understatement of the year. And the one team that's probably given you more fits, Terry, in your time here has been Detroit. Now, one, they're a really good ball club. But is there anything in particular that you have to do that you don't think you've done in the past?
Well, they have some premier hitters. You know, you look at Miggy and Victor and J.D. Martinez. And I think with the really good hitters, sometimes you have to pitch ineffectively and not just show, because they're smart enough to know that, you know, you come in once and then you go out, and they hit the ball with authority the other way. And then when you leave a breaking ball up, they pull that. And they've gotten too many good swings at us. You know, I don't see our guys backing down or anything like that. But I think there's been times when we probably start to question, hey, are we good enough? And like you said, for us to get where we want to go, we have to beat the guys in our division. And Detroit has been our number one nemesis since the day I got here, and probably before that. But they've had their way with us.
Well, and you've shaken up the lineup here a little bit tonight. Carlos Santana leading off.
Yeah, and don't read too much into the shaking up part. I just, with the roster we have right now, tonight Ramirez and Rajay aren't playing, which hasn't happened very often. So, in fact, I don't think it's happened. So, if we lead off Carlos, Gomes has swung the bat pretty good against Verlander. So, you can hit him fifth, because you're always trying to figure out not just if you move one guy, but what it does to the other guys. And with the lineup we had in place, Millsy and I always tell him, you make your lineup and I'll make mine. Then we compare it. And we both actually, now we've been together forever. We kind of think alike, but we were pretty close on the lineup.
Now, do you talk to Carlos about this? Because it's obviously something he hasn't done. We've seen it in spring training, but not on the big league level.
You know, to his credit, when I talked to him about it, he goes, hey, I kind of explained my thinking to him. And he's like, hey, you do whatever you want to do. And I told him, I said, I don't want you to change anything. You know, I said, there's a reason if you get your walks, you know, you're going to hit another time coming around. And I said, we're not going to do it all the time, but I do think sometimes it might be able to kickstart us a little bit.
Well, that is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that is the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians and Tigers, game one of this weekend 3-game series in the Motor City. It's next on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.